Yes, this is Derek with Metro Research. We're conducting a poll, People's Opinion Towards Public Affairs and Current Events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
You are? Okay. Is it a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican? Okay. What are the chances if we vote November general election for President, Senate, Congress, or other office? Are you certain voting? Probably. Chances 50-50 or will not vote?
Oh, I'll vote.
Certain vote? Okay. And would you please tell me your age?
55.
55. Okay. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo, white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
White. Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you feel that things are in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
It's in as long as we keep our governor in there, we're in the right direction.
Okay. Now, thinking about the election for Congress, would you be you would vote for Republican candidate or Democrat candidate?
Absolutely. Republican.
Republican. Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you some impressions of some people, organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Now, if you don't recognize them or never heard them, please say so. Project 2025?
No.
Very unfavorable?
What is it? What is 2025?
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very
unfavorable? I mean, what is the Project 25?
What is it?
Yeah.
The Project 2025, that's basically the future project they have going on in Florida. Like a big project.
No.
Okay, you don't know? Okay. Now, Thomas Chalifoux.
Do what now?
Have you heard of Thomas Chalifoux?
No.
No. And Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
You think she's very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very, very, yes.
All right. And Ron DeSantis?
He's unfavorable.
Very favorable or somewhat
yes.
favorable?
Very.
And MAGA Republicans?
I'm good with them. I'm favorable.
Very, okay.
Nothing wrong with making America great again.
Democrats in Congress? Very unfavorable?
Yep.
Okay. Darren Soto?
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
And Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Right. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as a president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. He's on vacation the whole time he's been in office.
Okay. Now, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as a congressman, what from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Where is he at, Florida?
Darren Soto?
Yeah.
Doing it as a congressman from this district. You think he's doing a good, strongly approve or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I'll just say somewhat approve. Somewhat. I don't know who the guy is. So.
Okay. Now, if the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Absolutely Trump. Absolutely Trump.
All right. In the election for United States Senate, where today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, Debbie McPowell, Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
I'm going with the Republican, Rick Scott.
All right. Now, the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democrat. Which one do you think you will vote for?
I would go Republican.
Thomas Chalifoux.
Yeah.
Now, as you may know, there will be also an amendment for the Florida Constitution on the ballot one constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. The law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before the minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Colonel Thomas Shalafox, who's an experienced business owner, decorated military veteran who served 30 years. Colonel Shalafox will put America first, enforcing law necessary to securing the borders against out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibilities by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from regional energy sources. Colonel Shalafox is take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Now, Darren Soto is the current congressman in Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands his health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substance. Soto also helped pass law that capped price insulin for $35 for those in Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Now, Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive in Central Florida families. Now, if the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalafox, the Republican, or Darren Soto, the Democrat, which one would you vote for?
I would probably still go with the Republican.
Thomas?
Yeah.
All right. Now, which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention right now? I'm going to read a list. Just let me know which one. Making owning a home from affordable, promoting traditional values in school, lowering inflation, gas prices, bringing down rent prices, protecting abortion rights, ending gun violence epidemic, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering grocery prices, securing our borders, creating jobs, increasing wages in Central Florida, or improving 1-4 traffic congestion in Central Florida, or making health care affordable for working families.
You can say all of those.
All of those. You could only choose two.
Oh. That's hard. You need them all.
I'm all
about securing the border, all about, you know, taking care of the elderly and all that kind of stuff, you know, as far as prescription drugs and all that, Social Security and all that.
Mm-hmm. Protection, Social Security, and Medicare?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for candidates for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect on all of your decisions? Here's the first statement. It says Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. I think that's very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
I know effect.
Effect. Okay. And Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun law, backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of our agents in Border Patrol history, hiring about 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. I think that's some very convincing somewhat, or no effect?
No, it's no effect.
Now, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs, cap out pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
No.
No effect?
No effect.
Now, Thomas Shalafox will support the Trump-backed American First policy that prioritizes American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Shalafox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked for, and solve veterans' homelessness.
Absolutely.
Very convincing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Thomas, shall
it's about time they take care of the military. I believe me, I grew up in a military family, so
okay.
I know what it's all about. Yeah.
Now, Thomas, we'll put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Yeah.
Very convincing, somewhat.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Thomas is a fiscal conservative who will rein out or control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions from fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Very convincing.
All right. Now you heard a little bit more. If elections for United Congress were held today and candidates were Thomas, Charlotte Phillips, and Republican candidate Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
Thomas? Okay.
Yeah, I want the Democrats to assure that Trump is terrible.
Oh. All right. Now moving forward, now let me read some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if it would cause you to have a serious doubt about voting for that candidate or only some doubt, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small businesses. Now, you think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect about Darren Soto?
Probably no effect.
No thanks. Okay. As the chairman of Osceola County School Board, Thomas Shalfox voted to give himself 3.8 pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. You think that's serious doubt, some doubt, no effect?
Some doubt.
Some doubt. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Shalfox called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing health care system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back health care for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. I think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Now, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policy that had let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
Sure.
Think that's serious doubt, some doubt, no effect. On Darren Soto?
Yeah.
Serious doubt?
There's that.
All right. Now, Thomas Shalfox personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Some doubt.
Okay. Now, mega landlord Thomas Shalfox went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee. He has tied up the court pursuing a host of small claim suits. Think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
Some doubt.
All right. Now you heard a little bit more. If the election for United Congress were held today and the candidate were Thomas Shalfox and Republican candidate Darren Soto, Democrat, which one would you vote for?
The Republican.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Now, what is your primary source, national political news?
The what now?
What is your primary source for national and political news? Like, do you see local news networks, TV?
Pretty much the TV, you know. I don't want to. I listen to some talk shows on radio and I watch TV.
All right. Now, thinking back 2020 president election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or other candidate?
Trump.
Now, just a few questions, statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in high school? In school, I mean?
12.
12? Okay. Now, do you, any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No.
No. Right. If you were if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for participating.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.